This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a story from Philadelphia about whether money can make up for trust. In that city, about half of the murders last year went unsolved. Authorities say that's in part because people are reluctant to help police. Bobby Allen of WHYY in Philadelphia reports.
Tony Harris was one of 280 people murdered last year in Philadelphia. Harris's brother-in-law, Lloyd Williams.
You know, the streets talk, we kind of have an idea of who the people are, but it's not enough evidence for the police to be able to make an arrest, something to make them stick.
Police call the percentage of killers they catch the homicide clearance rate, and cities with a low rate have more killers walking the streets.
Clearing cases saves lives.
Thomas Hargrove, a retired investigative journalist, runs the Murder Accountability Project. He says the clearance rate has been dropping nationwide. One big reason, more distrust of police. Jennifer Selber is Philadelphia's lead homicide prosecutor. She'd like to see more cooperation from those who have information about murders.
It's extremely frustrating, especially because when we actually arrest people, our conviction rate is over 90%.
The city offers $20,000 to anyone with information that leads to a homicide arrest. Seth Williams is the city's district attorney.
There's some people that $20,000 is motivation to come forward and share information.
But for some people in the community, cooperation may look more like snitching.
There's some people that $20,000 is not enough because they're so worried about retaliation or being shot, murdered, having their car keyed.
Since 2013, Philadelphia has paid out more than $600,000. Meanwhile, the DA's office has other creative techniques.
They've even had people that want to look like they're being arrested so that they're looking like they're being taken down against their will and they're not being cooperative.
Yes, some people won't talk unless police stage an arrest. Lloyd Williams, whose brother-in-law was murdered last year, says he plans to hang posters around his community in Southwest Philly to spread the word about cash rewards. But prosecutors say the underlying issue of trust to help solve a murder might take decades to repair. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.